Righteousness fulfilled in Him, August 31st. Christ our righteousness. And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus did not receive baptism as a confession of guilt on his own account. He identified himself with sinners, taking the steps that we are to take, and doing the work that we must do. His life of suffering and patient endurance after his baptism was also an example to us. Upon coming up out of the water, Jesus bowed in prayer on the river bank. A new and important era was opening before him. He was now, upon a wider stage, entering on the conflict of his life. Though he was the Prince of Peace, his coming must be as the unsheathing of a sword. No one upon earth had understood him, and during his ministry he must still walk alone. Throughout his life his mother and his brothers did not comprehend his mission. Even his disciples did not understand him. He had dwelt in eternal light, as one with God, but his life on earth must be spent in solitude. Alone he must tread the path, alone he must bear the burden. Upon him who had laid off his glory, and accepted the weakness of humanity, the redemption of the world must rest. He saw and felt it all, but his purpose remained steadfast. Upon his arm depended the salvation of the fallen race, and he reached out his hand to grasp the hand of omnipotent love. Jesus might have remained at the Father's side. He might have retained the glory of heaven, and the homage of the angels. But he chose to give back the scepter into the Father's hands, and to step down from the throne of the universe, that he might bring light to the benighted, and life to the perishing.